Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Guys, I'm standing here with Curtis Samuel, your first touchdown in a Buffalo Bills uniform. Tell me about it.
Hey, it's been a long time coming. All season, I've been just grinding, working hard, waiting for my moment, understanding that the time will come at some point. In a big game like this, what better time to do it?
What was the key against this defense? They were stingy today. You guys had to make a few critical plays.
I mean, it's just about execution. Each and every week, we focus on us. We feel like if a lot of guys can play together, play hard, know it's football, we can win against anybody.
I know you've seen it from afar, but now you saw Josh Allen on a 4th-and-2, what he does. What's it like playing with him when he's in that mode?
Josh is special. Unlike anything, I'm telling you, he's very special. And to have a guy like that leading this team is amazing.
And now you guys go to the bye week. After beating this team, giving them the first loss of the season, what's this going to be like for you?
Oh, my gosh. I'm looking forward to this. I need the rest really bad. I think the whole team needed it. Great win. Bills Mafia, we thank y'all so much.
Curtis, congratulations. Great job today.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got it.
Who knew what Curtis Samuel sounded like? Until yesterday, right? We never talked to him anymore. Right? We never talked to him. I mean, we did. I'm kidding, because he finally made a difference in a game. He really did. And he was a big part of the Bills. 5 catches, 58 yards, and a touchdown. I mean, a good stat line, not an overwhelming stat line. A stat line that if you have that every game for Curtis Samuel, I'll take it. Let's go. Like, that's a nice stat line. But the critical plays that he made and the touchdown, keeping his balance on that. And by the way, the other part about the stat line that goes unnoticed there, 6 targets, 5 catches on 6 targets. It had been him and Josh not necessarily on the same page. They were yesterday. He gets gets opportunity. He cashes in on them. The Bills win the game 30-21. Sal Capaccio here to talk all about it with you for hour number 2 on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Victory Monday, presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, and brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. We are streaming the show live. You can see my smiling face, my Buffalo Victory Monday t-shirt, and the comments that you may have over on our Facebook page. Facebook.com/WGR550. Facebook.com/WGR550 is where you can watch the show. You can get involved that way if you want. I can't be typing back at you, so you can say whatever you want in the comments. Keep it clean. Keep it cool. In the meantime, you can also call. 803-0550 is the number to call. We also need to get connected with our fans. So let's do that right now. I got a great tweet I want to read you. Someone sent me a message. And that is, of course, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We got Ginger's Gridiron and Golf Podcast, who tweeted at me. Sent me a message. Actually, I've interacted with them. They do a good job. I'm going to trust this is right. First time ever, Mahomes, Burrow, and Jackson lost in the same week. Wow. I'm going to trust that's right. That is an interesting stat. But not Josh Allen. Mahomes, Burrow, and Jackson. All lose. We'll run through the NFL and what happened over the weekend at some point, if we get a chance. If not, because we have so many calls, we'll keep doing that today. Because a lot happened yesterday, which impacts what happens going forward. Let's start off this hour with Terry in Texas. Hi, Terry.
Hey, Sal. You know, I saw a great observation on X this morning that Mahomes started the game with a pick and ended the game with a pick,
yep,
which was pretty cool. And then, all in all, I thought it was a great game. And you know, it didn't feel like they took total control, but it felt like they were in control. And I know that because I didn't pace around my living room for an hour and a half. The running game had me a little bit, you know, upset, but I kind of chalked that up to them maybe just trying to keep Kansas City's offense off the field, and I walked away with, you know.
They're a tough defense to run on, too. They are the number 2 defense in the league in yards per play. That is the one area the Bills need to be better. You can't keep putting yourself in 3rd and 6, 7, or 8 and expecting to convert. They did a lot of that yesterday. They need to be better, especially if they play them again.
Yes, sir, absolutely. One thing I did want to say, and the reason for my call, and maybe it's a hot take, but I truly do believe that Buffalo is America's team. You know what I mean? Because if you look at the reactions at SoFi Stadium when they seen Allen run in for that touchdown, if you look at, you know, the people at the pregame show before the game began, you know, people are behind this team, and I think a demonstration of that, or the reason why people can get behind them or align themselves with them, is because they really do epitomize what a group of individuals looks like when they're resilient and they're strong and they focus on one goal and they put their heads together. And, you know, we don't have a flashy squad and big name guys that are, you know, wearing, you know, $100,000 worth of jewelry while they're on the field. We got some hard working, put their head down, nose to the grindstone type of individuals. And, you know, me, myself, I love that. And a lot of people, you hear the calls that you're getting from around the country, me included. I'm born and raised in Buffalo, but, you know, I'll never stray away from these Bills roots. But, you know, I told your screener that I get more text messages during a Bills game like yesterday in those 3 hours than I do on my birthday. People are watching. People are paying attention. People get excited for them. They get excited for me to be able to see. My wife, when I met her 10 years ago, you know, she wasn't even really into football. She was jumping up during that run before I was, you know, screaming how, you know, for the team. And she's all in. My father-in-law, he lives with us. And, you know, every Sunday he's like, is Josh going to play today? And, you know, he gets the same response. You're damn right. You know what I mean? But it's just great to see them and see the country embrace them. And, of course, you know, people want to hate on the Chiefs, but you got to love the support that we get from other fan bases and the team gets just all around the country, just wanting to see them succeed and, you know, take this thing as far as they can get. You know, obviously we all want the ring, and you know, I'm not saying that yesterday's victory guarantees that, but it sure as hell was a big step. Forget all the haters. I mean, knocking them off that path of undefeated, man, cheers, you know?
Yeah, Terry, when's your birthday? What day?
May
29th. All right, this is the call out to all Terry's friends listening. Make sure you text him on his birthday. All right, Terry, there you go, buddy. All right, make sure you get a lot of text.
Hey, I'll take the Bills. Way
I know you will.
I know. I'm 44 years old.
All right, buddy.
All right.
I got you, my man. I got you. I got to run because I got another call from the Lone Star State. Clover is on the line now. What's going on, Clover?
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking my call. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Oh, man. I just really appreciate, you know, like you said, just, you know, we got to enjoy this, taking it all in. You know, just you describing the scene there at the stadium was really special. When you were talking to Jeremy and Joe this morning about Amari Cooper catch, that just sounded like it was amazing.
Amazing. It was amazing. It was right in front of me. I could not believe he caught that ball. When the ball was thrown, Clover, I thought Josh might have been throwing it away, actually. And then when I saw Amari, I thought there's no way he's getting to this. He turned his head. Like, the ball had to be at least halfway, maybe three quarters to him by the time he turned his head. And to him to find it and track it and then make the catch with 2 feet down, 1 foot down, and 1 foot gets in after that. Absolutely amazing. And it's moments like that where you say, that's why these guys are the greatest in the world at what they do.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. And then I think just some people, we used to seeing Allen make a play like that on the 4th-and-2, and it's just, it's not automatic. It's really special. It really is. But I know this isn't like a hot topic, but I was actually curious, what do you know about that tight end, the 6'7" tight end that made that catch? I was really surprised. Who is this guy?
Zach Davidson?
Yeah.
So it's his first ever NFL game, actually. He was on the Minnesota Vikings practice squad a while back. He had been released. The Bills picked him up. He'd been with the Bills the last couple of years, but he had a season-ending injury last year. So he's on the injured reserve all year. And then he made the practice squad again this year, and he works every day as a practice squad tight end. He was a punter in college as well. He's a very good athlete.
Wow, okay. He made a big play. And
he did.
Just think, you know, you talk about this a lot, too. It's just a testament to the whole culture and the coaching. For all these, you know, the starters, you know, Sean McDermott says it all the time. Guys going down, guys stepping up. And it really rings true. And so, but, yeah, I really appreciate that. The interview with Curtis Samuel was really special at the end of the game. Appreciate that.
You got it.
And hope you enjoy some time with your family.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that, Clover. You have a great bye week and Thanksgiving if I don't talk to you.
Thank you, you too.
All right, thank you. That is Clover in Texas. Always a good call there. Jay on a cell. Hi, Jay.
Hey, Sal. How are you? Good morning.
I'm great. Good morning to you as well.
So I am on the road from Buffalo back to Richmond, where I moved last year. Still make most of the games. But so I had a couple of comments about kind of the long game. You know, we know that this game, everybody was kind of saying, yeah, it's the regular season. It doesn't matter that much if we win or lose. We're kind of unhappy that Kansas City is saying it didn't mean much to lose. We probably would have been saying the same thing had we lost.
Sure.
But
I think in the grand scheme, everybody knows that this did not end a season either way, right? But there's nothing wrong with being happy that you won and putting yourself in a better position.
Yeah, and so we're a half game out for our home field, and that could be a thing.
Yeah.
But and going into the bye on a positive note can't hurt either. So as far as what the game meant, I feel great. Sorry if my voice is still kind of
fried. That's all right, buddy. I get it.
So the other long game question that I have, and I wanted to get your perspective as a coach on this, and it might have had a little bit to do with how we played this game and all the running on first down and everything else. Everybody has said, we think we're going to see that team again. Could they have coached this game a little bit on the let's be a little vanilla? Because if we do see them again, we want to bring out some stuff that they haven't seen. So I wonder if that kind of thinking would go into a game plan from a coaching perspective.
Well, it's a good question, and let me answer it this way, okay, Jay? I asked this same question to Eric Wood before the game because he would be somebody who would be closer to that to be able to know from a player's perspective and what would happen. And Eric said, no, you coach this game to win this game, and then you make the proper adjustments next game based on what happened, how it unfolded, and what you think they'll do. So, yeah, now there's always a chance you might throw a formation or a personnel package out there during a play or a series that, you know, you might not use or you want to make them prepare for. I would not say you would do vanilla, though. The Bills were very aggressive in this game. There's no doubt about that. But the way Eric said it, and I like this, he said, no, you coach this game to win this game, and then you go back and say, what did we do that we can show them differently next game?
Okay, I appreciate that, and thank you for all the great info and everything, all the insight.
Yeah, you got it, Jay.
Great to hear you on the road, man.
Thank you, Jay. I appreciate it. Thanks for the phone call. Bill up in Toronto. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Sal. How are you?
Good, buddy. Thanks.
Listen, I was watching the game, and I thought you might know the answer to this.
Okay.
I was specifically watching Kelce in the first half because I wanted to see what the Bills were doing to throw him off. And I could pick him up really easy because he's wearing yellow shoes. And then I said to my wife, we're watching the game, I said, like, why does Kelce get to wear yellow shoes? Like, that's a uniform violation, and I think that gives them a big advantage when Mahomes tries to do that little inside shuffle pass to Kelce, the three or four little, almost like a little shuffle right at the line. And then I'm watching, and so I thought, that's kind of weird. And then when he came out, he was wearing white shoes. So I was happy to see that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Uh-oh. Bill, I'm really sorry, but your call dropped up in Toronto. I don't know if he gets fined for that. I don't think he does. I think you can wear different colored shoes. His shoes match his uniform, actually, the yellow. It's a good question. I don't think you can. And then he changed. That's interesting, too. Maybe because he was too easy to pick up. Yeah. Good stuff there. I don't know. I don't know the answer to your question if you're going to ask me because your call dropped. Like, was that a reason he changed his shoes? I didn't even notice he changed his shoes. I guess that's the case. They did a great job on Travis Kelce. By the way, I wrote about it. Arrow up, arrow down. Check it out. Arrow up, arrow down. WGR550.com. One of the arrows up I gave the Bills was their job they did defensively on Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce yesterday had 2 catches for 8 yards. 2 catches for 8 yards. One of those went for 6, maybe. Another thing, the other one went for 2. But either way, one of those was because Cam Lewis grabbed him and pulled him down before he could get extra yardage on a big third down. Cam Lewis played a heck of a game yesterday as a backup defensive back who comes in dime situations. He made 2 fantastic plays near the end of the game. He had a great play on special teams as a gunner. These are the guys we talk about that aren't on the field all the time. You have to develop. Stop looking at your team and football as just, you know, highlight reels. There's a full team of people that have to contribute in games. And that's what you saw yesterday from the Buffalo Bills. He was one of them. Let's go to Mike in Lancaster, home of the Section 6 champion Lancaster Legends, coached by Eric Rupp. Congratulations to them. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing, Sal?
Good, thanks.
Sorry if I missed one of these points. I just got able to turn your show on. But I got 3 things. I'll hang up and listen to you. First one was in the second quarter, I think the score was 13-7.
Mm-hmm.
Bills decided to go for it on this 50-yard field goal. My opinion is at that point early in the game, maybe you kick that field goal, put them up by 9 points. 50-yard field goal is not what it used to be. Bass should be able to make that. And I think McDermott dropped the ball on that one.
I agree with you. I would have preferred the field goal there, the field goal attempt. My guess is, I don't know this, my guess is that, you know, Sean had already seen Tyler Bass miss an extra point, right? He had done that already. And he thought probably, hey, we're not gonna, if they miss the field goal, let's remember, then you're giving the Chiefs really good field position right there, right? But at the same time, it obviously didn't work out for the Bills. I agree with you though. I would have preferred the field goal attempt there.
Yeah, especially early in the game. Same thing what happened in Indy last week. He decided not to kick the field goal. We don't get it in fourth down. That again makes it I think it was a 7-point game.
I think you're talking about, that's the one that was intercepted, right? Too, was that the one we're talking about?
Yesterday,
yeah,
correct. Yeah.
Yeah, they intercepted. I mean, it was a third quarter by them, but either way, yep, we're on the same page here. Go ahead.
Gotcha. And then 2 more things. Dawson Knox played a great game. Mm-hmm. That the catch where he threw into the visitor sideline and took the cameraman out reminded me of the old Dawson Knox catch against Cincinnati. I think he ran like 3 guys over a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And I thought he played a great game, and not to bash Kincaid, but I haven't seen what everyone's been talking about with Kincaid. And I'd like to see a little more Dawson Knox in the future. And then the last one is the punch to Josh Allen's head on that touchdown. I think it was number 33. This is one of the safeties. Did you see that?
I did, yes.
And I'm just wondering, do you think that'll have something will be brought up to the league with that?
Well,
that
last week,
you
remember the guy who punched him last week in Indy trying to do the same thing?
Yep.
I believe, I have to go check on this, I believe I read he might have been fined for that, but I have to go check. So yes, that can be, because he's trying to strip the ball, but you know, you can't punch a player, and he punched him right in the face mask. So yeah, it could be for sure. It's interesting, Mike. Thanks a lot for the phone call. I want to address Dawson Knox here, because what a juxtaposition, right, for people on Dawson Knox right now. How many, raise your hand if you were saying 2 months ago, why the heck is Dawson Knox on this team? And now you're saying, and people are, hey, they need more of Dawson Knox. Again, let's go back. Now, I'm not telling you he's not getting a little too much money for his role. That can definitely be a talking point here, right? But as I've said all week, when we didn't know if Dalton Kincaid was playing, I'm going to say what I said all week. You could do a lot worse than Dawson Knox stepping up as your number one tight end. He can be a number one tight end in this league. He's a number two on the Bills. He was a number one on the Bills. And he's still a good player. And he can play in every situation. And I'm glad that he's on the Bills because, again, yesterday, just because a guy is a backup and making maybe a little more money than you want, doesn't mean you have to get rid of him. Because guess what? That backup has to play sometimes. Like Dawson Knox, who had 4 catches for 40 yards yesterday, including that 24-yarder. Josh in Los Angeles. Hi, Josh.
Hey, Sal, love the show. I just want to say that, first of all, James Cook and Amari Cooper, early game heroics and great running by Cook on that touchdown with that. Look, the fact of the matter is, for all the McDermott detractors, you got to give him props because they had to get away from all that zone, passing Travis Kelce off from zone to zone in the past. It didn't work. And what they did yesterday by incorporating a lot more man coverage was absolutely essential. Great players get open, but they had to start adopting some more man-to-man, and they did it. And you got to give McDermott credit for what happened yesterday. That was a great coaching performance.
Yeah, I agree with you. They did a great job. Not just McDermott, but a lot of the players in the locker room gave credit to Bobby Babich, the defensive play caller, obviously, Josh, too. You know, it's McDermott's philosophy.
Indeed.
But, you know, Bobby Babich coming up with the game plan. So good call on that, and I appreciate it. Let's go to Alan in Buffalo. Hi, Alan.
Hey, morning, Sal.
Morning.
The caller before the fella here, he asked the same question I was going to ask. Like, 2 weeks in a row, Josh been punched like he's somebody's sparring partner. You know, is anything being followed up with the league about that? You know, it's so obvious.
Yeah, and it's like what's bothering me is, I get the whole peanut punch thing. I do. And, you know, you're trying to punch the ball out. But at some point, I think the league has to say, like, look, we gotta tone it down if you're just going to be whacking at players in the ball, unless you have a clear shot at the ball. I remember a couple of years ago, somebody, I think it might have been Watt, I'm not sure, was somebody on the Steelers, like, went to punch the ball and punched a guy in the stomach so hard he, like, injured him, basically. You know what I mean? Because he's trying to punch the ball out. So, yeah, I agree with you there. I do think, and I'm looking, here we go. Deo, I'm not to try and say his last name for the Colts. The player for the Colts last week, he was fined about $11,000 last week for repeatedly punching Josh Allen on the QB sneak.
Wow.
So there you go. So maybe the same fate will happen here to the Kansas City player who punched Josh Allen. Because that's what he did, right? I mean, he's trying to go for the ball. I get it. I don't think he's trying to hurt him. But if you just have no consequences, that's the problem, I guess, right? The problem is, if you have no consequences for missing the ball and jacking someone up, then you're just going to keep doing it and injure somebody. And then you have no consequences. You gotta have consequences for that. Luckily, Josh is okay. Tom in North Tonawanda. What's up, buddy?
Hey, not much, Sal. Beautiful day yesterday. Beautiful win. First, I'm going to jump in and add one thing. I like that first fourth down call. And to me, you can't separate the two. And to me, it's more the mindset of McDermott and this team this year, and saying, okay, Josh, you're the man. Go and get us the yards. Yeah, sometimes it's not going to work out, but you know what? Most of the time it is, and it's going to work out for us. I love that first fourth down call, even though it didn't work out, obviously. Mm-hmm. To me, it's just a mindset, a confidence he has in his team and his offense and his all-world quarterback that, you know, I think that's very important. And going forward, we need to see more of it, especially in the playoffs.
Yeah, you got it.
So, but no, I just want to talk about, you know, two guys that I thought yesterday made some opinions. And look, you and I have talked about Cam Lewis a lot, and you just talked about him, so I'm not going to go over that again. But he didn't overall didn't have a lot of snaps, but when he was out there, he was really contributing and making plays. And that special teams tackle was right in front of me. That was just beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's also nice, you know, Von Miller, he had a sack. I saw, watched some other plays, and he's getting off that edge quickly like he did when he first got to Buffalo. And there were other times he pressured Mahomes, made him move around, and was making plays. And, you know, he can stay contributing like this with this defense, even with the limited number of snaps at his age. That's going to be really important going forward. And maybe this will be the year that he can finally get in. They can get him into the playoffs and use his unique skill set and experience to get over that hump. I just really liked his game yesterday, and it's, you know, I think it's something that's going to show up better when people watch the film.
Yeah, no doubt. And I mean, a couple of, Von, you're talking about there in that one, right? Yeah, you're talking about Von. Yeah. And last week, somebody said to me last week, Von had a really good rating on like PFF, and for whatever, I don't care. You can like that or not like it, but he had a really good rating on PFF against Indy. Someone tweeted at me, "Well, I can't believe they did that. I mean, he did nothing." I'm like, what? Or did you watch the game? Just because it's not on the stat sheet doesn't mean he didn't impact it. He was a direct result. His play, his impact was a direct result of Austin Johnson making the interception against Indy. Yesterday, he comes around the edge. When someone else flushes, he's right there. Ed Oliver cleans him up. Like, of course. I mean, all those things matter. They go into the that's when you marry the rush with the coverage and all those things that football people like to talk about. Then that's why he's impactful, even if he's not on the stat sheet impactful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There might not be a lot of stats, but he's helping other players get stats and make play too by being there and being his presence. So I just really liked his game yesterday.
You got it, Tom. Thanks a lot, buddy. Have a great week.
You too. Bye.
All right. Thank you. All right, sit up, stand down. Hey, buddy, Lake Hour look ahead to the next game and a look around the NFL. Coming up next on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, it's a Buffalo Football Victory Monday. Sal Capaccio with you. Glad to be with you. Great show today. Great phone calls. We'll continue it after this timeout.
Back to pass play action. Allen has to throw it out in the right flat to Shakir. He's at the 50. Gets away from a tackler. 45-40. 35-30. And rumbles his way down to the 27-yard line. There's the yards after catch.